Hi there, this is Tracy, and now that I began to speak narc speak, it seems like everywhere I go, people are asking me, is Donald Trump a narcissist? And so for the entire week, I've been making this presentation that I'm going to weave inside this video. I'm going to read you some slides and show you what the behaviors are, what to look for, and I'm going to let you decide if you think Donald Trump is a narcissist. So let's get started with the different types of narcissists. The somatic narcissist is a person that's fixated on their body and appearance, and they're often seductive and pathological cheaters. And to them, sex is a weapon. The cerebral narcissist, on the other hand, takes great pride in their intellect, and they are convincing, and they're master manipulators. A covert narcissist. These narcissists do not fit the mold of your standard narcissist. In fact, they often come across as the exact opposite. They tend to be very charming and likable and humble, making it really hard to recognize. And they can so often be very convincing. An overt narcissist is someone that tends to fit the mold of whatever the narcissist presents like. These individuals are larger than life, they're arrogant, they're often loud, they're boisterous, they love to be the center of attention. Does that sound like anybody you know? And they often come off as obnoxious to other people because they're not considerate of other people. They become the center of attention. They demand that. And if they don't get it, a lot of people don't like them. A classic narcissist, on the other hand, is a person whose set of behaviors are characterized by a pattern of grandiosity. They are self-centered focused. They have a strong need for admiration, a self-serving attitude, and a lack of empathy and consideration or remorse for others. A delusional narcissist is very grandiose in their beliefs, and they're often full of stories that are so over the top that we rarely have people believing them. A malignant narcissist is the unofficial term that describes the type of narcissism that's in the middle of the unofficial, like, narcissistic spectrum. And a cluster B refers to a grouping of personality traits in the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, which is the DSM, of mental illnesses. These traits are broadly described as dramatic, erratic, emotional. Within the cluster B, there are four recognized personality disorders. They are borderline, narcissistic, histrionic, and antisocial. So, in order to be classified by a doctor, you need a narcissist needs to have five of these traits. And they are an exaggerated sense of self-importance, and they exaggerate their achievements, their talents. They expect to be recognized as superior without really having the achievements that go along with that. They have a preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success and power, brilliance, beauty, or the ideal love. Number three, that he or she believes that they are special and they can only be understood by the ones that they choose to associate with, which is people of high status or other special people. They don't want to deal with the commoners. They want to deal with just the ones that are going to serve them. They require excessive admiration. This is just one of the five things that if they have these, they could be if they actually went to a doctor to get looked at. They have a sense of entitlement. They believe that everything should be theirs, whatever it is, whatever they reach for, it should be theirs. Selfishly takes advantage of others to achieve their own goals. And you will find this with almost every narcissist, that their what they're trying to do is what they're going to do. And they lack empathy. And when I say lack empathy, it sounds just like, oh yeah, they lack empathy, right? It's just, it's a no-brainer. But what it means is the people that they're hurting, that they are using as victims, they don't care about them. And that's the part that is disturbing. It's they lack empathy for the ones that they have pulled into their nest, into their spider web, and they just discard them. I went off on a tangent there. They often seem envious of others or believe that others are envious of them. And you can see that in some of our presidential candidates, just saying. They show arrogant and patronizing contemption behaviors or attitudes. These are the five things that in order to be diagnosed, they would have to have had. And if we look at some of these things, like a pattern of self-centered and egotistical behavior that is destructive to others. I've got some tweets here by Donald Trump that the things that he said is almost like schoolyard bully. And this was one he wrote on November 28th that said, if Cuba's unwilling to make a better deal for the Cuban people, and then the American people as a whole, then I will terminate the deal. Well, he's saying the him. I mean, I believe we have an entire country that is going to make any decisions on what happens next for us. On November 28th, he also called a reporter, a bad reporter. He called out this person by name, attacking them and being a schoolyard bully. It's okay if you believe that they are not what you would want them to be, but is it okay for a presidential candidate, presidential elect, to be calling people names? I really feel like I'm back in like elementary school. And on November 30th, he wrote, ISIS is taking credit for the terrible stabbing attack at Ohio State University by a Somali refugee. That would be a normal statement, but he went on to add, who should have not been here in our country anyway. Now, again, egotistical behavior goes so much farther and they put their needs before others. Here he's got a comment on December 3rd about Saturday Night Live, and he's calling it unwatchable, total biased, not funny, and Baldwin's impersonation just couldn't get any worse. Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago that he was using Saturday Night Live to build his audience and appeal to the masses. So suddenly he's just changed his whole mind. The tweets that he has put out there are designed to ruin, to crush, and to hurt people. This is a very, very common thing that narcissists do. Narcissists tell lies and stories to discredit anyone that gets in the way of what they're trying to achieve. So they often mix a little truth into the mix to make it more believable, but lying is just a way of life for them, and they use it as a tool to build themselves up and to tear down the victim. Did you notice any of these tactics being used in the debate? Donald Trump turned things into his own truth. His targeted messages were filled with hate for every single candidate that came on board against him on his own side. He ripped everyone apart. And he was a master at spinning stories so that only he was the savior. He was the one that could fix it with ISIS and not go to war and not put our sons in harm's way. And everything that appealed and people had emotions over, he was the only one that could fix it. He will make it all better. They're status driven. A narcissist will suck up to anyone that will help them raise in status or someone that helps them look better. People that do not serve his needs are called names. They're discredited. And using the lie tool, they will undermine anyone that they consider unworthy. A smear campaign is when a narcissist no longer has use for a victim. and they spread false stories in order to ruin them. Look at Saturday Night Live. Ruining someone is part of the game, and they actually get supply, and it makes them happy to hurt others. Because it doesn't matter if they're getting supply of affirmation or if they're getting supply of negativity. It's just knowing they got you. They spread fear campaigns. And when a victim shows vulnerability, a narcissist will grab onto their interests and grab onto these fears and later abuse the victim with them. And this leaves the victim feeling very betrayed and very confused because they opened up and shared their deepest concern, their deepest feeling. And here the narcissist is taking total advantage of that. And I think that's what becomes a total brain fuck to a victim, because they trusted them, they were vulnerable, and they got taken advantage of because the narcissist will use that against you. It's advisable to never cross a narcissist. Like a caged animal, the narcissist will fight to the death with no holds barred. And faced with someone that questions them or questions their integrity, their claws are gonna come out and they are going to rip them apart. I can still hear in my mind, this dates me, I know, but Danger, Will Robinson, remember that robot on Lost in Space? Oh my God, he was so tacky, but he was so cute. Anyway, that sits in the back of my head. Just be careful. Accusing a narcissist of being a narcissist is the worst thing you can do. If you have watched Donald Trump's behaviors at the news media that are telling the truth of what they see of the patterns, and he is just destroying every press person that is against him. Narcissists wear many different masks. And what is a mask, you ask? It's a fake persona, and they change this depending on who they're with. So if you are a global warming research person, so are they. They're for global warming research and living a greener life. But if you're into big oil, then so are they. Building these multiple personalities, they do it for every single person that they come in contact with. So it's really hard for a narcissist to know who they really are, because they just live a million different lies in every different direction. At this time, there's no cure for narcissist personality disorder. And many people that are affected by this will not get any help. They have no interest in changing their behavior because they think they are better than everyone. So they won't seek counseling. There are red flags that we often talk about in the narcissist speak world. And one of them is charming. Charming is the thing that makes us all really confused. It is a form of manipulation, and it happens at the beginning of a relationship, and then it only happens in public. This is what kind of messes with the victim's mind, is that when they are out in public, they are the peacock, just loving you, showing you everything that you want. But behind closed doors, they shut down and they are not that person anymore. So a person is like, well, do they love me? Because they just said it and they showed everybody that they love me. So maybe they just need to relax and be by themselves at home. I get it. And that's why victims get really confused by this charm. They charm the victim, their families, and they charm their friends. In the case of Donald Trump, he's charmed a nation to believe that he has the answers because he's different. He's offering them hope. He's offering them a nugget that they can hold and dream about, because we do want changes in the world. And he's not really telling us what he's going to do, but he's telling us that whatever you are, you want global warming, you want this, I'll talk to them. Yeah, whatever. It's flip-flopping, right? Love bombing is a phase in the narcissist cycle that involves constant communication, compliments, and it's designed to lure the victim back into the relationship. And then they mirror the behavior, which they subconsciously imitate the person, their gesture, their speech, their beliefs. They're becoming everything that the victim ever wanted. The narcissist can mold themselves. And again, like I said, if you are for this, then they are for that. If you love cupcakes, then they are for cupcakes. So they're just going to mirror everything. It's part of the process. It's part of the red flags. One of the red flags is over sexual and excessively sexual, high sex drive, masturbation, out of the box behaviors, aggression, porn, strip clubs, proud to show off their arm candy because they deserve it. Just saying, does that sound like anybody? Triangulation. Triangulation is when a narcissist uses two people and themselves to create a space that he talks badly about all of them. So that what he's doing is manipulating them into a conflict that keeps the two rivals from ever talking, because this one thinks that one did this and this one did that. It's triangulation. Great trick. He uses it every day. Hoovering. Hoovering is a manipulation tactic named after the Hoover vacuum. They suck back victims into their life, and they don't really want them necessarily anymore. They just want to keep them nearby, keep them hooked, and keep them back in the spider web. More often than not, ending a relationship with a narcissist goes out with a bang. We call it the grand finale and the discard. Crazy, unexplained, unwarranted behavior that destroys the victim, because the horrific lengths that a narcissist is willing to go through to not only break up their relationship, but to destroy the victim. This is the problem here. After they've destroyed you, they do something we call smear campaigns. And after the discard and the use of smear campaign tactics, they use to isolate the victim by turning friends and family against the victim to re-victimize them and re-abuse them. Sometimes it's your friends, it's your family. They're being used by the narcissist because they believe that they are charming. And these friends will never really see the real abuser because the victim gets isolated, gets confused, doesn't want to, and they're embarrassed. They don't want to share this information with their friends. But meanwhile, the narcissist is running around in the background telling everybody how bad the victim is. So the victim often loses friends and family members. Flying monkeys. Very similar. They are used. They are the people that are used to re-victimize the victim. And these people are targeted, and they're conned into believing that the narcissist is the victim here. No matter what the situation is, they've created it. But now they want to come out as the hero. They want to come out as the victim, and that everything is so sad that it happened to them. So the only really good hope for us narcissist victim is to go gray rock. And gray rock is something, got to get a prop. I need a prop. I say this every time. I'm going outside, I'm gonna go pick up a rock for next time I say gray rock. After the discard, they use the smear techniques. They are turning friends against them. The only thing that you should do is to just withdraw. Block them everywhere. Do not let them into your world, because they're going to keep coming back. They're gonna hoover back in. So it's really important to just walk away. Narcissists are chameleons, and they transform themselves into whatever the target or victim wants them to be. And it's a very serious mental disorder. Narcissist personality disorder hurts people. And the victims of these emotional abuse find themselves confused, isolated, anxious. They find themselves numb and fearful, angry, embarrassed, ashamed, and re-victimized. That is the journey of a victim. So will we ever know if Donald Trump is a narcissist? Well, I mean, you can pick up the Washington Post, the Huff Post, you can pick up anything you want to, and pretty much all the experts say, yes, I'm not going to take a political stand on this. I am a narcissist abuse victim. I don't know what you'd call me. Advocate for victims. Yeah, that'll work. But I want to thank you for wondering if Donald Trump is a narcissist, because what it's done is it's brought awareness to a cause and to a mental illness that millions of people in our country, they say over a quarter of the population in the world, have narcissist personality disorder. And narcissistic personality disorder is something that happened to them when they were younger as a method to protect themselves. And if we look at their children, a child of a narcissist basically has two fates. They can become a narcissist themselves because that's the behavior that they watched. If they watched their mother being selfish, and if they watched their parents fighting all the time, that was their only defense. But on the other way, if they don't become a narcissist, the next generation in their family, they're just going to keep passing this along because this is the behavior that they know. The other spectrum of a victim is to become a codependent and someone who's a people pleaser. They are so trained to not rock the boat with their mother narcissist or their father narcissist or someone in their life that they tippy toe around on eggshells, and they become like, if I only do everything right, if I do it and makes them happy, then I'm going to do that. So again, the victims that turn to codependence really don't have any foundation for what's normal, because they have been abused, and they take this and this need to always give, they take that onto themselves. So we will never know if Donald Trump is a narcissist. But if you want to learn more, you can go to my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. And if you've been a victim, there's lots of resources there. If you like my YouTube videos, go ahead, subscribe, I'd appreciate it. And I have to believe that the next 4 years will open our eyes to a condition that needs to be recognized. This is Tracy. That's all I got. Thank you very much.